This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon and welcome to the show, featuring 42 works which give different perspectives of urban living. Context is a group photography exhibition featuring works by Alicia Neo, Mahin Bala and Azwan Mazan. Journeying through Singapore, Chicago, Tokyo and Kuala Lumpur, I find out all about the exhibition's offerings from photographers Mahin Bala and Azwan Mazan, and also from Patrice Vallette, the owner of 69 Fine Art Gallery, who is hosting the exhibition. Welcome to the show, gentlemen. How are you?
Good. Fantastic, great.
You know, Happy New Year. Two of you I've had on before. I'm going to start with Mahin. I mean, you came on to do the show on Datuk Gong worship, and I wasn't here. How did that pan out? Did it work out well?
That was fantastic, actually. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How would you describe it?
Sorry?
I know I missed that interview, but how did it...
Well, it was a fantastic chance, actually, for me to share something that we are all so familiar with. So it was a great chance to actually share it on the radio, mm-hmm. because I think a lot of people would be actually very interested in it.
Okay. A lot of taboo that surrounds Datuk
Gong. Yes, I was reminded not to mention a few things.
But just generally, are people, do you find people open to it? Are they coming forward to discuss it even more?
That was one of the things that I'm most happy about, was how people were responding to it, how Malaysians were responding to it. Because initially, I thought that the response would be negative, mm-hmm. but actually, it has been very, very positive.
Okay. You know, besides that, Mahin, you seem to have an interest in documenting disappearing professions and forgotten history. Why is that? You almost remind me of Edin Koo. Edin's looking at dying arts.
Right.
This is disappearing professions and forgotten history. Why is that?
Yes, I think that we Malaysians are moving forward very, very quickly, faster than we realize it. And along the way, we're actually forgetting a lot of the things, you know, a lot of the things that makes us Malaysians in the very first place. So it's really in my interest to look back and to also look forward in that same vein and to document things. Because if we don't document it, then one day we would just look back and there's nothing to look back at.
Mm-hmm. Have you unearthed anything interesting?
Oh, yes, a lot of things, actually. A lot of cultural bits here and there. Not just focused on KL, because we are so, I think we are a bit too obsessed, I think, with heritage and history in KL, that we often forget that there is life out there, outside of KL, outside of Penang. And there's so much more to discover in all the other states that make up this beautiful country of ours.
Yep, you're absolutely correct. I seem to find a lot of emphasis on Penang, for an example. Mm. I think Penang has been photographed enough.
Yeah.
We really need to move on to other places. Kuantan, you come from Kuantan, don't you?
Yes,
and
I do.
There's a lot that you have done in Kuantan as well, or unearthed in Kuantan.
Yes.
I remember that beach you were talking to me about
There's a very nice beach with World War II sites. There's a pillbox, very old historical pillboxes which are being abandoned. You know, and then there's also Sungai Lembing, which is a beautiful, charming, abandoned mining town that is slowly booming as a tourist destination. Mm-hmm. And also there is a fear that the historical part of it is actually being submerged by attempts at revitalizing the place. Mm-hmm. You know, for example, creating ostrich farms right in front of the entrance to the mines. You know, that's, you're ruining the place.
Yeah.
So all this, I think it's very important to be documented.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And as they say, without knowing your history, our history takes us through to the future, really.
Yeah.
And it always makes me wonder what sort of future we're going to have if we continue at this rate. Moving on to Azwan. Azwan, this is the first time we're having you on the show.
And thank you for having me.
You're most welcome. You're hooked on photography. Why is that?
I have no idea.
When did you start?
I tell the story quite often. But when I first started out, it was because my father had a camera lying around the house, and he didn't want me to kick up too much of a fuss at home. Mm-hmm. So he passed his camera to me and let me play with it.
That's because they didn't have the iPad back then.
I was three.
Yeah.
So yeah, I mean, but that
that's
wasn't
very brave of him to have given you a camera at three.
Well, it was slightly less courageous of him to have let me just run around, I guess. I know. But yeah, anyway, I can't say that that's when I first started doing photography seriously, of course. That was when I was in design school many years later, and I realized that I couldn't draw to save my life.
Mm-hmm.
And when I needed to do storyboarding,
the club,
I fell back into photography. Mm-hmm. And it served me quite well in that you know, in that respect.
Right. And you work on various projects. You are you're involved in the entertainment industry.
You could say that. I mean, I've been on Ali Joe's show.
Yeah.
Right.
You're lucky you got on Ali Joe's show. Not many people get to do that.
That is definitely a privilege. But right now, I'm stuck on something to do with Kuala Lumpur as well. I'm editing a city blog that's very new. It's called Coconuts Kuala Lumpur.
Mm-hmm.
It's part of a regional network. But yeah, I mean that dovetails into my earlier experience with media. I mean, I've been a writer, I've been a photographer, I've been a photo editor for several magazines, and I guess this is what I'm doing now for my 9 to 5.
So for this exhibition, which is titled Context, mm-hmm. a kaleidoscope urban story. Now you were telling the story of Kuala Lumpur.
Right.
What was that journey like? Coming up with
eight
photographs are featured in this exhibition.
Right.
And as photographers, I can imagine you would have taken tons of photos. How did you decide on the eight?
Well, it took some consultation. I mean, I sat down with Patrice and Maureen from 69 Fine Art. And you're right, I do have quite a few photos of Kuala Lumpur, as you might imagine. And the ones that we chose are the ones that, at least in my personal opinion, reflect how KL is not what a lot of people think it is.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, how do I say this? More so than any other country, than any other city in Malaysia, KL is has layers upon layers of surface value. We have a lot of ideas as to what KL should be, or what it should look like, and what its people should, how its people should act.
As it is portrayed.
Right, exactly. Mm-hmm. So those are valid points. I mean, you know, there are certain instances where KL is exactly how the brochures depict it. But with that situation, it's not just a matter of peeling away the layers anymore. You have to scrape them off.
If you could tell me that there was a theme for these eight photographs, would there be one?
No, not really. I mean, people seem to assume that photographers have a story to tell. I'm sure some photographers do. I don't. I really don't. I have questions, actually. And the photos that I take are usually my questions put into, you know, visual form.
Mm-hmm. We'll come to Patrice in a while, but Mahin, you're portraying your photos from Tokyo.
Yes.
At the Context Photography Exhibition. Mm-hmm. So how do you work on this? Is it a story that you're telling, or is it questions like Aswan?
It started out with a question. I think every act of going to a new city, whether you're going just as a tourist or as a researcher or as a photographer, it always starts with questions. And along the way, you just go through different processes in finding those answers. And I think in a certain aspect, these photographs that I've selected for this particular exhibition, this selection of pictures that I put together out of all the many, many pictures that I brought back from my trip to Japan, perhaps this is my way of answering it. I don't really know what the answer is.
What was the question?
I do know I have many more questions, actually. So one question always leads to 10 other questions.
Mm-hmm.
So I was really trying to understand Japan, how Japan functioned, how did its people function, what was the history of this place, what is it that ticks the people here, and I thought, how better do you understand a city without asking anyone a question?
Is that what you did? You didn't really speak to anyone. You just took photos.
Well, of course, we do speak to whoever I could find. You know, I do speak to some people here and there. But really, understanding the city itself, I would like to use my own language in understanding it. So these pictures are, in a way, my own language in understanding it.
How long did you spend in Tokyo?
I was on a trip to attend a film festival.
Mm-hmm.
So that trip was about 10 days, I think.
Yeah. Okay, so you spent that time partly taking. Mm-hmm. Patrice, why did you decide to have this exhibition? And why urban chronicle urban life, of all things?
Well, you know, it's like all the exhibition we are... This exhibition is about a new adventure, and this is about photography. So the gallery wanted to have an exhibition with photographers. And it all started with Alicea, actually, that I met in Singapore.
Mm-hmm.
And
who was part of the exhibition.
Yeah, was a part of the exhibition. And really love her work. And And it started from that. We had some in our schedule and agenda, we had some space, and I said, well, maybe this is the time to do it. So, but it was not enough. I wanted to take this opportunity to have Alicia to share this work with other photographers, and this is how I started to search. And hopefully, I met these gentlemen here. And
but why the two of them? And we have tons of photographers. In
yes,
KL.
But you know, it's all about.
He's got to say good things now.
Yeah, of course.
yes, Patrice, why?
Why not? Well, we just met. It's just really a matter. You know, this is life. It's a matter of. Look, the story is like this. I look at a flyer. It was a catalog of an exhibition who was in the American embassy. And you did, both of you and other photographers. And I asked Marine, I said, I like to find this guy and this guy and this guy and this guy. And because I like the work. And two answer. And these two guys answer.
Obviously, and their work spoke to you.
Yeah, sure.
What
definitely.
Is it? What is it that caught your eye?
Well, you know, when I look at a photo, I always, you look the, you know, it's different point. First is the technique, and then after, when you forget about the technique, you look at the picture and you look behind, or if you can see or look behind. And what I see is a lot of potential. It's a lot of story. It's a lot of emotion. It's a composition, but it's a lot of emotion. And so the emotion is for me much more important than the composition. So, but a part of that is also a human relation, a human, you know, we met and we connect. Also, that's the thing. We didn't met and say, oh, I got a space for you and you want to put your picture. It was really a meeting. We took the time and we talk, we share, and I talk about me, they talk about themselves. Mm-hmm. And then eventually we said, okay, maybe we can do something.
But why urban life?
Because I think this is what they have. They, especially with Azwar, he showed me his work about Kuala Lumpur, and it's a lot about the city and the people in their city, in that city, like Japan. So it was really perfect because Alicia was coming with Singapore and Chicago, and Miami was coming with Japan, and then Azwar was coming with Kuala Lumpur. Mm-hmm. And it just click, you know, just connect. And I say, well, that's perfect.
It was a coincidence.
Yes, maybe. I don't know. I don't really believe on coincidence. But on the other hand, is, you know, it's all about what you really want. And I really wanted to find people who can connect. And this is what happened. We could connect the work, and that's important.
Fantastic. You were at the right time. At the right place at the right time, mm-hmm. basically, photographers.
Yeah. Azwan,
I'm trying to read into Azwan's mind.
I think they just realized, I think they are just realizing they have an exhibition going on in the gallery. Something like this.
Yeah.
No, really, I mean, you know, I don't know. Did you really realize when we had the opening of the exhibition? By the way, I wanted to ask you this question.
Did you invite them?
Yeah, sure. They were there for sure. Thanks, God. We took picture together. And
we're discussing.
I got there and I was like, well, who is this party for?
We're discussing Context, which is a photography exhibition. Actually, it took off on the 18th of January.
Yeah.
Running all the way up to next Friday, the 14th of February. We're finding out more. If you have a question for the photographers or even Patrice, who is the owner of 69 Fine Art Gallery, send it through 016-201-9000 or tweet BFM Radio.
This is a download from BFM 89.9. The Business Station.
Good afternoon and welcome back. It is The Bigger Picture and it's Mira Sifisuthi. Photographers Mahin Bala and Azwan Mazan with me, together with owner of 69 Fine Art Gallery, Patrice Vellet. We're discussing Context, which is a photography exhibition, a kaleidoscope urban story. I mean, all these photographers, together with Alicia Neo, have actually travelled to cities around the world, Singapore, Chicago, Tokyo and Kuala Lumpur. And these photographs are being exhibited at 69 Fine Art Gallery. It kicked off on the 18th of January and it will conclude on the 14th of February. Alicia looked at Singapore and Chicago, Mahin at Tokyo, and Azwan Kuala Lumpur. And we're finding out more about this. You know, Alicia actually has got far more photographs which are being exhibited, 24 to be exact.
Yeah.
Patrice,
yeah.
What can, in general, what can we look forward to when we come to the exhibition?
It's very much, it's an experience. It's an experience between, you go inside the world and the composition of different artists, the view of different artists. So when you arrive at the gallery, on your left side, you start with Tokyo, and this is black and white. And it's so, for me, it's so different to see and to look at Japan that way. From the work of Naim, it's for me a lot about the people living in Japan. But it's really Naim to who had his own view and it's so it's very very deep. It's great work. I love it.
How big are these photographs?
Well, they're small size actually, except one who we wanted to really. Actually, many people were asking why the pictures were not in frame. One of them are framed. And the other one are not framed, and it's on the wall, so we can really see the picture, mm-hmm. and it's really great. And then we finish with Tokyo, and then we turn and we get into Kuala Lumpur, mm-hmm. and that is colorful, again a different composition, different regard, different feeling.
I'm just going to move on to Aswan just a second. Yeah. While you're on Kuala Lumpur, your one photograph that I see here is very interesting. It almost has a Mickey Mouse, look with a.
Oh yeah, that's the self portrait actually.
A self portrait of.
Yeah, of me.
Oh really? Well, oh, I didn't know that. It doesn't look like you.
Well, if you keep looking
harder, I need to look beyond.
I'm actually in that picture.
Oh really?
Yes, I am.
I have to really look hard.
That's as much real estate that I'll give myself in a photo.
I am very gullible. Bear that in mind. I will believe everything that you say.
No, but seriously, I am in that photo though.
You are.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes,
and how would you the composition? How would you describe it?
I know. I mean.
And what made you come up with that sort of composition?
Technique has its place.
It's a wall with a window.
Yeah. Technique has its place. There's no doubt about that. But once everything is said and done, I mean, it's just a means to an end. It's just another tool. So how a photographer chooses to compose his or her shots is... this is just my fancy way of saying I have no idea. Because the thing about street photography is that you're walking around, right? You hardly have... any time to think about how should I position this? Can I position this? Can I ask this person to pose? Can I ask for their permission? Usually you don't. You don't have time. You don't have the opportunity. So it's a lot of it is just you do your level best to capture how it is that you see things. Mm-hmm. And usually, in my case at least, there's no rhyme or reason to it.
Okay. And just going back to Patrice then, mm-hmm. you were on Kuala Lumpur, after which you journey on to Singapore.
So it's very much like, I was just thinking about it when you were talking about the way you are working. It's like a writing, when you're writing a book. And it's, for me, it's not anymore about the camera. It's about you looking at life. So it's all about the timing. Many people told me and asked me if it was if you were ask these people to pose, or if you arrange the composition, mm-hmm. and so this is where it's starting to be interesting, because of course it was not, and this is really the real life, and this is where you really see the talent. And so when you go from you finish with Kuala Lumpur and you start to really get into the element, and then you go further in the gallery, and then you get into Singapore. And Singapore, Alicia is someone who has, I can say, for me, she has a lot of talent of using light. She has this very particular way, I was going to say manipulating, but way of using light, giving light. And that's very talented. So it's a lot to do about loneliness. It's more static, but it's so strong. as you go through all these pictures, it's always one person on each picture, but it's this picture is a life, is a 50 years, 60 years, and you can just look at one picture, and here we have the story of that person. So it's really again a journey, and you get into this privacy of these people. So it's for me very strong, because it's about this sharing. The privacy of these people with you looking at it, mm-hmm. And then you turn and it, for me, it's very rare. It was the first time I could see pictures like this. I can say, especially in Singapore, I was, for me as a French, I was thinking Chinese people will never let people to come inside their house and taking picture like this and show them like they are really. Every day in everyday life, yeah. So that's very strong. A lot of emotion, and then you turn back and you see this work about Chicago. Wow, this is again. That's very, very deep. She worked a lot with the light, and it's for me, it's more about melancholy, souvenir, remembering, and it's about loneliness, but it's much more about things happen in the past, and having a hope about the future, but mm-hmm. it's more about the past. And this light, I think it's about the future, and this is where I see that. So the composition is really, really good, but again, very, very strong work, very good.
Mahin, when I look at your photos, it screams out hustle and bustle of the city, people running around. Mm-hmm. Is that the message that you were trying to get across?
Not at all.
Because it's loneliness on one end.
Yeah.
And then
I think some people have commented that the pictures that I take, even if it's not limited to Tokyo, but also street photography, whether in KL or any other cities.
Which you've done before.
Yeah. And people have always noted loneliness. I don't know if that's something that I instinctively look out for, but it's I like observing such things, because I've always believed that people reveal themselves best when they realize that, or they don't realize that other people are looking. You know, when no one is paying attention to them, when they are not face to face to someone else, they're not putting up a front.
Yep.
They're just being themselves, and they themselves, they're interacting with the city. You know, so I thought it was a fantastic way of just observing daily life, observing the pace at which the city moves. And when it comes to a place like Tokyo, yes, we are all familiar with the images of the hustle and bustle. Everyone is just bumping against each other. But I found that everyone had their own space. And that's one thing that I really, really liked in Tokyo, that you could enter the train and be surrounded with so many people, you know, jamming yourself into the train. But you could step outside. You could find a nice park, a nice bench, and you could just be left completely to your own devices. And that was the balance that I really liked in a place like Tokyo.
Like Tokyo. Yeah. Contrary to popular belief, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And when did the whole exhibition sort of help you in terms of creativity and personally as one?
Well, before I get to that, yeah. I do want to have my fanboy moment for my his photos. Because the one thing that he didn't mention was that
yes.
a lot of people love the kinetic nature of his photos.
Yes, so
that,
I realized.
That might be informed by the fact that he's also a filmographer. Mm-hmm. But, you know, that's the thing about photography. There are certain things that make you feel like, maybe if I like shift a little bit to the left, a little bit to the right, I can see a slightly different picture, like it's like it's lenticular,
yeah.
right? And yeah, I mean, you know, it, to the point where the subject sometimes stops mattering already. It doesn't matter whether it's Tokyo or KL or Singapore. It becomes something that you can relate to intimately.
It comes alive,
yeah,
to a certain extent.
And then I hate to use the word "it speaks to you" because it sounds a bit pretentious, but yeah, and you start having a conversation with the work, and I think that's what a lot of photographers are aiming for. It's that I'm not trying to tell you a story, but what kind of story is this telling you, and what are you telling back to me?
Mm-hmm.
That's the kind of thing we really appreciate, the kind of feedback that we really appreciate coming from people who look at our at the photos.
Like the visual artist, isn't it, Patrice? Yeah, it's pretty much the same thing, isn't it?
Exactly.
So I need to come and sit there and look at your work for a couple of hours and try and figure out what's going on here. Interact.
Let's set up a meeting now. I have very good coffee at the gallery.
That's good to know.
Coffee, tea.
The French are known for their coffee.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah, all right. Has the work affected you personally? As well?
Well, the work, sure, but the subject matter more so, because I've lived in KL. I was born and bred here. I grew up here, and I'm still here. In fact, after I got married a few months ago, I moved from the outskirts of KL and deeper into KL. I live in Chow Keat now, and you know, all I need to do is go downstairs and I'm there, and I can start shooting.
Mm-hmm.
How my photography has helped me deal with that is... This project in particular, and for me, it goes beyond the gallery. Sorry, Patrice. But you know, because I've been taking pictures of KL on and off for the past 13 years.
Okay.
So, taking pictures of KL has helped me deal with the fact that even though I'm born and bred here, I don't feel like I belong in KL, because I think that's what cities are supposed to do to you. Cities across the world are just very transitory places. You could be born in a city, but you don't feel like you fit in, because you're not supposed to fit in. You're either supposed to... you know, do your thing, get whatever it is that you need done, and then move on.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, you live in the suburbs, right? But that has been my process. I mean, I still have this ongoing project where I put up photos of KL on a daily basis. It's called thisiskl.com.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, people... Most of the feedback that I get has been of that nature.
Are you a full-time photographer?
No, I'm not. I write mostly, but you know, whenever I have the chance, I'll be out taking pictures.
Mm-hmm. Not a lot of money in it, is there?
Not yet.
Mm-hmm, not yet. Maybe after this. Which brings me to, how many of these photographs have been sold? They are for sale, aren't they?
Well, we can tell you at the end of the exhibition, but you know... I think, you know, I think like to say that it's I think for me it's very, very important to say then here is the artist talking, and that's what is important for me. And you know, about the gallery is just an opportunity to give space to artists. But behind this, you know, I've been telling you before, even for the painter, the goal of the gallery is to really promote the work of artists, and also to bring this work outside of Malaysia. But for that, we really need to be very, very focused on what we are doing locally. So, you know, we had a lot of... actually, the attendance of the opening was very, very big. We had over 140 people. And I can see then it's much more people calling, much more people coming with their children. And, you know, I think this is very, very important. I hear a lot, you know, going around in some other exhibitions and other events, and people say, oh, it's great, you're supporting art. Well, supporting art for me is really come to the gallery and come to see their work. And this is from where everything is starting. We need more people to come and see. Of course, we need to sell. Of course, we need to sell. That's very important.
Mm-hmm.
But first of all, we need more people to come and support. And support is to come to the gallery and see and appreciate what these people are doing.
Yep. No obligations, just pop by.
Sure.
You know, look around and, you know, take away. I'm sure you'll take away something. What are you going to be up to after this, Azwan? Are you just going to continue writing and taking photographs on the side?
Yeah, I mean, I still have to keep up with my 9-to-5, which is writing. But thisiskl.com is a ongoing project. I have no idea where it's headed, and I have no idea how long I'll be able to keep it up. But for as long as I can keep it up, I will. Just check out that website, thisiskl.com. Or just look for This is Kuala Lumpur on Facebook.
Fantastic. Mahin, you have something going on called Humanitarian Photo Exhibition, which is happening on the 8th to the 28th of February in Melaka.
Right.
You want to tell me more about that? That's the next project for you?
Well, it's the next project for us, and us meaning the team of volunteers that I'm with under Mercy Malaysia. Mm-hmm. So based on the collection of pictures that we have from all our missions, both local and overseas.
Your last mission was the Kuantan floods, wasn't it? Or the floods in the east coast of Malaysia?
Flood in the east coast, yes. Yeah. But the previous one that I went for, that I actually participated in, was the relief mission in for the Typhoon Haiyan okay. Typhoon in Ormoc City in the Philippines. So what we did was, in our bid to really raise awareness among Malaysians, what is it exactly that Mercy Malaysia does, we decided to just go ahead and organize a photo exhibition, and that's happening at the, in Malacca.
The Quayside Hotel.
Yes, at the Quayside Hotel.
In Malacca. 8th to the 28th of February. It's called the Humanitarian Photo Exhibition, if you'd like to find out more. So coming back to Context Photo Exhibition, it will run, as I mentioned earlier, till the 14th of February, which is next Friday, at 69 Fine Art Gallery. And that is located at 22 Jalan Bruas, Damansara Heights. Viewing is by appointment. You can call 019-301-2569 or just email info@69fineart.com or just visit fineart69.com for more details. That phone number again, 019-301-2569. Gentlemen, thank you all very much for joining me today.
Thank you to you.
Thank you.
It was a pleasure having you on. Photographers Azwan Mazan and Mahin Bala, together with owner of 69 Fine Art Gallery, Patrice Vellet, on the photography exhibition titled Context, A Kaleidoscope Urban Story on the Bigger Picture BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.